Mr. Butler was just telling me that sometimes he puts a time limit on me depending on how long the service goes. And that first time he asked me to preach, I didn't have any sense of time. And I just, I got a whole month in one service. So, but I've tried since then, I've tried to make it more time appropriate and whatnot. So, and anyway. All right. Let's go ahead and read Mark chapter 4, verse 35. And the same day when even was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of the winds, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this time that we can meet here in your house. Lord, I just pray that you'll bless this your word, Lord. Father, I just pray that you'll just use me as an open vessel, Lord, to just present your word in a way that will encourage your people, give them strength, Lord. Father, I just pray that you'll hide me and that they'll just see you. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Right here we have a in the overarching story, of course, Christ's life, the gospel, the good news, all of Christ's life is a story from the beginning, before creation, all the way to the end. But right here we narrow in on one of his miracles. The miracle of Jesus calming the storm. Well, when we look in there, we see we have several pieces to this story. First, there's the disciples in the ship with Christ. What we didn't read, but leading up to this, was Christ had been preaching, at least all day the day before. He preached about the mustard seed, about the candle, parable of the sower. He had to preach it and then explain it to his disciples later. But the point is, he had been in ministering all day, and the people were pressed upon him. And we see in verse 36, and when they had sent away the multitude, that's who we've been preaching to. Because finally, like, after he cared for each and every need, they sent him away. But we see Christ, the disciples, in a ship. But we also see little ships. Perhaps other disciples that, when they said, go on home, there were some that just wanted to stay with the Lord. And they said, no, wherever you're going, we're going to go. And they get in little ships adjacent to the ship Christ and his disciples were in. They're going out. But we find Jesus here. He gets in the ship and he goes and he rests. We know that Christ is God. But we also know, as man, he got tired as well. He was fatigued as well. But he didn't put people away until he had met their need. Now they're in the ship. Now he goes to lay down. And his disciples, God bless them. Pastor Butler does a lot. But it wasn't for the disciples in this congregation. Right? He can't do all this. There's been men here at the church who've been working throughout the week. There's people that maintain the ground. There's people that go on visitation regularly. So Pastor Butler can rest and be able to get in the Word so he can give us what he needs on Sunday. Not that he doesn't do a lot of this stuff, but he does. Called him up one day and he was standing a door for the church. So he's doing it. He's there too. But right now we see the disciples are letting Christ rest, and they're getting Christ where he asked them to take them to the other side. But during that time, we see that a great storm comes about, one that seems to come out of nowhere. And we see the fear of the disciples come upon them when they're afraid. All these things happen in just a short moment of time. Now, he was reading about the sea that they were crossing. The way the mountains are around them, it wasn't uncommon for it to be a nice sunny day. But then there'd be a great wind come about. The wind just get canalized and just get multiplied and focused in on the sea. So you could be having smooth sailing thinking nothing's wrong. And just out of nowhere, a storm just blast in and wreck the ship. And it says here in verse 37, and there arose a great storm of the wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. So this storm came upon the ship suddenly, rapidly, knocked them, and it says it was full. Full of what? Well, the only thing it can be full of is water. But yet it did not sink. I believe that was the first miracle right there. Is that the ship full of water, must have been water, says it was full, did not sink. The key is, Christ is there. There's times where we're going through our life and a great storm comes upon us, maybe seemingly out of nowhere, and we get knocked to and fro. And we become fearful. But yet somehow, we do not sin. Why is that? Because Christ is with us. If we've accepted Christ as our Savior, He said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. He's there. He's there with us. He's here. The Bible says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. In the midst of them. He's here today. You know, this wasn't in my notes, but just thinking about it, the Bible says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. If you're single, you need to marry a godly person. So how sad is it that you can't have God in the midst of you and your spouse? You can't have God in the midst of your children. There's a few single people here, mainly my kids, a couple others. where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. He's here today, and he wants to be in your home. He wants to be in your family. Now, if you're saved, even if you're in that scenario I just described, he's still with you. How much sweeter be able to share that relationship with your loved ones. But as I said before, we look, I didn't describe what was happening in our ship, but there were other ships around as well. They too were being affected by the storm. I've heard it said, I don't know who to credit it to, but it said that no man is an island. No man is an island. The storms that we're facing today, your neighbor's facing, whether they too are saved or whether they're lost. The Bible says it rains on the just and unjust alike. The sun shines on the just and unjust alike. We are all in a corrupt, sinful world. And we all have to deal with the storms around us. Question is, do you have Christ with you? Maybe we can look at these ships that were about, and I'm kind of stretching it just a little bit. Take that. first calms it. It stands up. Peace. Those are the words of our Savior. Peace. Be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. We can have that calm in our life. Many turned to him and said, and he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that ye have that they fear to shoot in your flesh? Every time a soul is saved from the clutches of hell, we see his power. They're the big tree, and the branch itself is the size of at least a medium sized tree, and that was just the branch. Fell on it. Flushed out. Getting down. You see, miracles happen to us all around us. And I promise that every person here who saves will at one will experience the miracle of salvation. But if they pause for a moment, I'm just pause for a moment. And I guarantee you, if you think of miracles in your own life, where things could have been bad, but maybe things were bad, so that took you out. So I'm just going to wait a while. Let you ponder what God has done for you. expect blackout. People are going to be without heat. People are going to be without electricity. People may be without food, water, what have you. And they're going to be looking for help. Now, physically, in this environment, it's going to hygiene, the paramedics, the police. I saw a woman shelter in Fort Payne somewhere, places where you can go. But shouldn't that be what we are? Mm-hmm. I believe we should fight for righteousness, but we also need to have compassion on the people that have lost it. They're so deep in their sin, they're looking for fulfillment, they're looking for purpose. And they found something that they think they can grasp hold of and give their life purpose and meaning. But they're deceived. And what they're following is going to carry them straight to hell. But if we're that candle on a hill, they see something, they see hope, they have something that they can gravitate towards. And it's not us, it's just God's light shining through us. But it's something that they can gravitate towards. And then we, God allowed us to be used to share the gospel with them. So he can save the lost and dying world. See, we don't need to fear. Even when times are hard, we don't need to fear. It doesn't mean I'm not preaching a prosperity gospel like Joel Osteen or something. Like, if you do this, God's going to send you $1 million or pay all your bills and you won't have any more hard times and whatnot. He doesn't promise that at all. In fact, he took his disciples right into the storm. What? How amazing is his power? And you know what? All the people that left and went back to the comfort of their homes after Christ preached to them, all the ones that went back to their day-to-day and the cares of their world, they didn't get to see that effect that night. The ones who were with Christ got to see the power. So if you're like, I never see, God never does anything in my life, well, maybe because you're not with them. Maybe you're not saved, and you need to get saved. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Maybe you're just backslidden, and you turned your back on God. No man can pluck thee out of my hand. You're backslidden, you're still just as saved as the person who's in the boat with them. But you're going to miss out on all the blessings. You're going to miss out on the power of God. And so maybe today is the day of salvation. Maybe today is the day to get back right with God and get back in the boat with him. Instead of just trying to tread water or something next to him. Then I'll never leave you nor forsake. He loves us. He cares. And that one song, I hear the rolling thunder. But you know, it stands up. Amen.
fadeth not away. Whatever you need today, your needs met in Christ. And Father, we ask now, Lord, as we enter this invitation time, Lord, you know our hearts. You know our needs. And you know, Father, you send storms sometimes and to try our faith. And I thank you for the anchor that we have of the soul. Regardless of the storm, we won't be blown away. And I thank you for this message. And I just pray, Father, that you'll cause each one of us to receive it and respond in however way you'd have us respond. Whether we need to just strengthen our faith in you as in the storm, or maybe someone needs to believe on Jesus for their salvation. You died for them. You gave your life for them. And Lord, they'll have eternal life by simply placing faith and trust in you. Have your way in Jesus' name. Now, if you need this altar, the altar's open. You're welcome to use this altar to pray.